Welcome into Diamonds in the Desert. I'm Jordan Hamm. We're going to take this episode in a slightly different direction, focus it on a moment in baseball history and how that tied in to one guy that's currently in the Diamondbacks clubhouse. Just last month, we saw Mariano Rivera be named the first unanimous Hall of Famer on a first ballot try. First unanimous Hall of Famer. First time that's ever happened in Major League Baseball. You think of all the history, and he's the first guy. I wanted to look back at the final time he appeared in a game. It was September 26, 2013, Yankee Stadium, and the man who caught him, the last man to catch the greatest closer of all time, was John Ryan Murphy. September 26th, 2013, the Bronx. Mariano Rivera stepped on the field like many of his 1,114 other appearances in Yankee pinstripes. Much like the lyrics to Rivera's walkout song, Metallica's Enter Sandman, Mo was looking at exit lights on his career. That's right, the major league leader in saves was set to retire at the end of the year and was taking the field one last time. The reported attendance to watch Rivera's final appearance was 48,675, but no one had a better seat in the house than a 22-year-old catcher named John Ryan Murphy. Murphy was a September call-up that year and had been in the big leagues for all of 26 days. He had caught Rivera a few times prior to that day, but with veteran backstops on the roster, he expected to be out of the game by the time the Sandman would take the mound.
Every game I had caught up until that point, if not every game, almost every game, I would get pinch hit for late in the game and usually only catch 7 or 8 innings. So I fully anticipated that inning or that game being the same because I started that game. I knew it was Mo's last game. Everybody did. So I fully anticipated that it wouldn't be me in the ninth inning. I think we had Chris Stewart on that team, so he was obviously a veteran guy. You know, it's one of those things, right place, right time. Joe Girardi and I have never talked about it, but I always think about that and how he had to make that decision for me to be in there, and I don't know why he did, but he did. And for me, it's something I obviously never forget.
Rivera came in with one out in the eighth inning and quickly cruised to the ninth. In total, he faced four batters and forced two ground outs and two flyouts. To give the Yankee faithful a chance to send Rivera off properly one last time, manager Joe Girardi took the future Hall of Famer out of the game with two outs in the ninth inning. The only thing was, it wasn't Girardi who escorted him off the field. To the surprise of everyone in the building, including the players on the field, it was Derek Jeter and Andy Pettitte who made their way to the mound to take out their longtime friend and teammate. The rookie Murphy stayed back to figure out what exactly was going on.
It was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime moment that nobody's ever seen, so you don't really know how to act, especially as a 22-year-old. So tried to take it all in the best you can, but I was really just trying not to screw anything up. None of the players knew Derek and Andy were going to come out there and get him. So, the first thing, the catcher's usually the first guy out there. So I saw those guys walking out, and I said, I'm sure as hell not going to be the first guy out there on the mound. So I kind of waited, and I think it was Cano or somebody that waved everybody in and was like, hey, let's get in there. So, if you look at the picture, no one's really standing there. Everybody's kind of giving them their own space.
A sly grin grew on Rivera's face as he realized these would be his guides off the diamond for the final time. He would embrace both of his teammates when they got to the mound, first Pettitte, and eventually Jeter. Collectively, those three played 4,393 games, had 30 All-Star appearances, and won 5 World Series titles together. It's a sight that Murphy won't soon forget.
I don't really know how you can put it into words. I got drafted by the Yankees, so that was the first organization and the only organization I knew for a long time. So I think you become a little bit spoiled to that. So, there's greats that have played on every team, but the Yankees are a little bit different, and I think everybody would admit that. So those three guys at that specific time on that mound and me standing there, I'm glad I got a picture of it.
That picture Murphy referenced is a signed portrait of that moment that's in his house today. The rookie catcher makes an appearance in the background with his mouth wide open as three of baseball's best congregated on the mound. Murphy says the noise level matched that of a World Series game as Mo tearfully walked off the field for the final time. John Ryan Murphy is now 5 years removed from that night, and he still has a tough time putting it into words. And he was not surprised in the slightest when he saw Mariano Rivera was voted the first ever unanimous Hall of Fame inductee in January. He also thinks another member of that baseball triumvirate on the mound that night will have the same fate.
I'd imagine Derek's going to be right behind him, you know? I don't really know how it works, but I'd imagine it'll work that way. He's obviously the greatest closer to ever live, but I think one thing people always say about Mo is that he was even a better person off the field than he was a closer in the ninth inning. So I don't know if that plays into it, but I think just like DJ, both of those guys have never had a bad word said about them, and they both played in New York for 20 years. So that's saying something, you know. To me, though, that makes them both unanimous.
Now, Murphy's entering his sixth major league season and second full season with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's still using lessons he learned from those Yankee greats, specifically Rivera and Jeter, in his career today.
Both those guys weren't very outspoken in the clubhouse, but they obviously had a presence when they walked in the clubhouse or any room. So I think they kind of led from afar, especially as a young guy. I really just tried to keep my mouth shut and my eyes and ears open and follow what they do just by observing them. And not only those two guys, but they had a lot of veterans over there that did things the right way.
The last man to catch Mariano Rivera is hopeful for a long and fruitful career at the major league level, but he knows his 24th career game in the bigs will live on long after he hangs up his cleats.
That means I'll be part of a trivia question in about 30 years, you know, that only a handful of people will know the answer to, but it's special, you know. I don't know what else to say. I think I could play 10 more years in the big leagues and it might be the best thing I ever do or witness. I obviously like to win a World Series, but you know, if that doesn't happen, I think looking at that moment would be like, wow, just as special.
For Diamonds in the Desert, I'm Jordan Hamm.